From our New York studios, let's go inside her story with Jackie Reed. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Tom, Sybil, and Jay. Listen, if you are looking for some inspiration to never give up on your dreams, watch the Grammys this weekend and look for the beautiful and talented recording artist, Mesa Leakes. Now, Mesa received her first Grammy nomination, Tom, after 22 years in the business. This Baltimore, D.C. girl is known for working with Stevie Wonder, Chaka Khan, Angela Bofield, and one of my favorite groups, the British group Incognito. I'm going inside her story with Mesa. Good morning, Mesa.
Good morning.
Hey, congratulations on the Grammy nomination.
Thank you. It's so exciting.
I know you are. Let us ask you first, do you know what you're wearing? What are you wearing? Are you ready?
Yeah, I have a Baltimore designer, Harmon & Harmon, designing a dress for me right now. They did my dress for the Soul Train Awards this year, so I'm really excited to see how what we come up with.
They haven't made
fantastic.
The dress yet?
Huh?
The dress is being made now. The Grammys is Sunday.
I know, yeah, it'll be ready by Wednesday.
That's what they always tell you, isn't it?
when are you flying?
Dress
you got a backup dress?
Dress gonna have
pins in it. Yeah, I have. My stylist has a backup dress for me.
Well, we'll be watching to see what they come up with. Now, you're nominated for Best Traditional R&B Performance. That's the category for your song, Quiet Fire, from your Blue
Nancy
Velvet
Wilson.
Soul album.
Yes, Nancy Wilson remake.
Now, this is from your 10th album, and you say being nominated for this particular song, Mesa, is significant for very personal reasons. Tell us about that.
Well, it's just the album in general because, you know, my mother passed away last year. She was my best friend in the world, and she was the reason that she kept me going in the industry when I was so distraught and so frustrated. She kept me going on and on and on. So, you know, after she left me, you know, I didn't really want to sing, and this whole album came up because I let go and let God, and I really just didn't take control of anything. I just let God handle it, and music came to me. My friends came to me with songs, and everything just happened beautifully, so... It means a lot to me that's my 10th album, so it just means a lot to me that it's this one.
How'd you find out you were nominated?
Well, the executive director of the D.C. chapter of NARIS, Wendy Cherry, she called me. I was having a birthday party for my son, and the kids were making a lot of noise and playing, and I just totally forgot that it was Grammy nomination night. Oh. So when she called me, it didn't register to me why she was calling me. And when she said, she said, Mace, I just wanted to call you and tell you that you got nominated for a Grammy. I just screamed like a crazy person for it. I don't know how long. And the kids came running in and wondered what's wrong because I just screamed out of nowhere. And it was just fantastic. I keep replaying it over and over. Keep thinking I don't want to be dreaming this time. You know, I just hope it's real. So
who are you up against?
Wow, big names. You know, Fantasia, Gregory Porter, Ryan Shaw, and Gary Clark Jr. So
okay, let me hear your speech. I know you have one.
I would just thank God for probably giving me this moment in life. That's the first thing I'm going to say.
You're not going to thank Jackie for having you on the Tom Joyner Morning Show?
Listen, as long as it's better than... as long as it's better than Jacqueline Bisset's speech at the Golden Globes.
Yeah, just have words.
Who's going with you?
Mesa, were there times in your... Aside from your mother's passing, were there times in your career over the 22 years that you were just like, I'm done with this?
Yeah, there was a time when I went to Home Depot and put in an application. And the people behind the counter said to me, oh, no, I have all of your records. How you can't work here?
Wow.
And I was saying, so the lady turned me away. And because she turned me away, with her and my mother and, my family's encouragement, I kept going. But I just wanted a steady paycheck.
You weren't getting any work at all?
No, not a lot at the time. And I was just like, I wanted a paycheck like everybody else around me. Every 2 weeks they knew they were getting paid.
Yeah,
and it was different for me. So,
has the nomination changed that for you? People are calling now.
Yeah, they are.
Good.
I want to talk join the show. That's the thing.
Tom asked you, Mesa, who are you going to take with you?
Yeah, who are you going to take
with you?
I'm taking my son and my best friend Troy. We used to help each other, feed each other at Morgan. We were at Morgan State University,
were
struggling as struggling students.
Nice.
HBCU. And,
we're getting a lot of people who are big fans of yours are texting in right now. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, we love you, Mesa. We love your music. Stay in the game. We love it. And congratulations.
We'll
be watching this.
Thank you so much.
And I know your mama's really proud of you.
Yeah.
Thank you, sweetheart.